Blog Talk Radio.
Anxiety sets in, I'm starting to pace. My nerves unsettle, sweat drips my face. Hands take, can't escape this decision I make. Heart racing, my faith says this is my fate. I just brace and I take in the face of adversity. Tasting this certainty, the breaks ain't hurting me. Gain on, a bomb my pain stronger. Fame smarter, street smarter, train harder. Can't stop me, drop me, I'm not losing. I'm too fast, lightning even when I'm not moving. All heart, leave these cowards on cold. I'm hot, not to mention all the power I hold. Keep moving, keep training, headstrong. Be patient, meet them head to head. I don't care if it's the least safest. Not stop and have a promise to prove I'm a fighter. It's not an option to lose.
Hello and good evening. It's the Shelly Nunchuck Show. It is Wednesday. It's half of the week gone. It's the middle of the hump week. And yes, it's my Thursday night. Tomorrow is actually my Friday. But, you know, I'm always constantly doing something between working on films and my job and everything like that. And guess what? This week, I just got Employee of the Month at my job, and they're going to take me out to eat for lunch. So I'm very excited about this, and we had a debate at work today, and I really do think the restaurant I want to go to, I love it up here. It's in, like, Portland, Westbrook, main area. I call it Cone. People call it Con. It probably is called Con. I don't know, but it's a Asian restaurant, but it's hibachi, and it is so much fun. You sit there, and they actually have chefs cooking at the, you know, in front of the stuff, and I love going to this place. It's one of my favorite restaurants, and I have a ball going to this restaurant. It's just, like, it's awesome, and I can't wait to go out to lunch. It's going to be wicked cold. Anyway, this is my show. It's about inspiration, love, life, dreams, and if you have a dream, if you want to call in, feel free. Now, remember, please, if you do decide to call in, do not talk about politics, religion, or sexual orientation. Let's talk about some positive stuff. Hey, I might say from time to time I believe in God and stuff, but, you know, let's keep that on the side a little bit as best as we can so we can have a positive show. And if I have yet a guest on my show, please, please, please respect them. I will cut people off. I'm not having that type of a show because, like having a guest on my show, it's like having a guest in your house, and, you know, that's how my show is going to be like. Okay, Now, the call-in numbers, if anybody wants to call in, to let you know, I popped up the video chat. I learned how to do that so people can listen to it by going on to that. And call-in number is 347, there's actually two of them, 347-989-1473, 347-989-1473, or the other telephone number, 877-907-7217, 877-907-7217. Yes, I work 10 hours a day, Mondays to Thursdays, so I'm living the American dream where I have a three-day weekend, but I'm mostly working on films and such, and once again, every Saturday, I'm working on a film called Falcare, and, you know, being a lead and playing a superhero, let me just say, it's a lot of hard work to do this, and last Saturday, we were filming knee-deep in snow, and let me just say, from working on sets and such, and seeing some people that act like prima donnas, they would never be able to handle this in a million years. They would bitch and moan and complain, and they would never be able to handle this. With the costume that we had, the costumes we had on our wardrobe, it's like our training wardrobe for that part, you know, running around. And let me say, it was cold beyond cold. And I kept thinking, how did Jackie Chan do this in First Strike? And he was even, you know, he was snowboarding, and he actually fell in the water in the cold. And I just never will understand how he just survived it. And I'm just thinking, you know, it's just, maybe it's just something, if you got to do, you do it. And I think that's what it is. And I'm practically thinking that if I can't finish Falcare, I'll never be able to work with Jackie Chan. In 2013, next year, I know I'm getting on a set to work with Jackie Chan. So I'm very happy. He has 10 years worth of weight with everything I've gone through in my life. I'm very happy and proud to be able to accomplish a dream of mine. Also, the fact that other two projects, one of my guests was kid star Wayne, he was on my show, where I'm actually getting a part in a film called YD2K. And it was at the time I was actually living in South Boston, but during the things that were going on there, because it's something to do with Whitey Bulger. I didn't know anything about, stuff like that, because I had nothing to do with it. And it was something where kid Styles was actually writing about this stuff for the film. So go to find out that Ben Affleck is actually going to be producing the film. So I thought, yeah, that's kind of cool. Ben Affleck is producing the film. So I feel very lucky and very honored to be able to be a part of this. Another film that I'm becoming on is part of, it's called Bully the Film. And I'm writing a bio for this film, what happened of me growing up and my experience. And let me say, just because I've had unhappy childhood, unhappy things in my life, and just realizing, I got to get a drink here. I'm going to cough. I hate this. I hate getting a tickle in my throat and coughing live on the air. Hold on. And, thinking that things in my past is perfectly fine. And people are probably going to sit there and wonder why, you know, how come I'm not miserable or bitter or anything like that. Well, if you really think about it, I'm living my dream, where I'm actually doing the things where some people only dream of doing. So I feel very lucky and very blessed. And every time I go to bed at night, you know, curling up on my bed, it's like a wonderful, wonderful feeling, because I'm accomplishing things that people will never be able to accomplish in their lives. And I think what it is because people come bitter as they get older, and they lose their dreams, they lose their heart, for whatever reason. I can't tell you. Some people just end up that way in life, and I don't know what I'm saying, and someone just messaged me on my Facebook. I'm on the air. I will read that later. In a few. Okay. I just read it back. But anyway, to have dreams and goals and stuff, you just have to never give up. That's what part of the dream is. Never, ever, ever give up. When you have a dream, you know, you just got to go for it. And no matter if you're having a good day, a bad day, or whatever it is, you got to keep hanging on. And I think I'm going to be a great inspiration to a lot of kids and for people that is actually, you know, has dreams, to show that if I can hold on and accomplish a dream like working with Jackie Chan, that a lot of other people can too. And nothing's handed to me. I'm actually working, you know, for my dreams and my goals and just getting these opportunities where people actually like my acting abilities. Did it take a while to get this far? Yeah, it did, 10 years, sticking with it. And you have to think that anybody that wants to be in the entertainment business, acting, is just not normal. I've got to admit that. You just, who in their right mind is going to want to do anything in the entertainment business? If you want to have a normal, just regular life and such, you're not going to want to ever do this. But, you know, it's something where I know a lot of creative people, sometimes they get stifled and they're never able to do their dreams and they're stuck in a job that they're not happy about. So I know for a fact that I am lucky and blessed to be able to do what I want to do. Now, this is like a couple of tricks that I actually I like to do that Jackie Chan does. Now, I took his thing where when he wanted to get really mad in the scene, he sticks his head between his legs. He bends over and sticks his head between his legs. So it brings out, like, the color in his face. Well, when it's cold on set, we're outside filming in the winter in the snow with snow up to my knees, I bend over, stick my head between my legs, and it keeps myself warm and like a ball like that standing up. So I actually picked that from Jackie Chan himself. And what I want to do is go to a commercial. Not a commercial. I don't have a commercial. Sorry about that. I mean, I'm going to a song. And this is a song, and I always play it. It's called Battle Song. It is a song by Jorge Zakor de Liza and his beautiful, lovely wife, Sonari, and it's one of our songs in a film called Valkyr. And we're, you know, superheroes that are fighting evil and, you know, being a strong woman, being able to do this, you know, I'm like 5'8", so proud to be an Amazon. And I'm like, I love my height. I'm saying I'm like really kind of lucky. I don't have to wear heels or anything like that, and I feel kind of lucky. But I want to play this song, and I do like playing this on every single one of my shows. Hey, you don't like it, you don't have to listen to my show. But with any film, especially an epic type of film, you know that music sets the mood. So what I'm going to do is play the song, one of the songs that's actually, I think it's going to be in our big, huge battle scene. It's actually called Battle Song, and I want you to feel it. The song actually, let's see, here it is. Okay, this is by Jorge Zakor de Liza and his beautiful, lovely wife, Sonari. So I'm going to play that, and I shall be back. And that was Battle Song by the man, the myth, the legend himself, Ahura Zecora de Luisa and his beautiful, lovely wife, Sonari. And once again, that is a song in our epic film, epic adventure, epic, I don't know if you call it sci-fi or whatever, is Valkyrn. You can actually check it out at the site. And if you want to feel like donating some money towards our film with Valkyrn, just go on the Facebook page and you can contact them if you want to donate money. You know, they have like fundraising and such, but you can actually donate to them. Go to Valkyrn at Falkyr, and if anybody wants to donate, become a donor to the film, feel free to contact them there. And I think I'm only doing a half-hour show today, but I'm playing, you know, I like playing certain songs and part of the show because it's my support to other people that, you know, I say are my brothers and such and my nephews. I actually played Cardiacs and Sacrifice to my nephews, their song in the beginning of the show, The Fighters. So that's that song. It's one of my theme songs that actually, to tell you the truth, that song, The Fighter, by my nephews, was supposed to be in the song The Fighter, the one with Mickey Ward, and they didn't think it was good enough for that film. Well, you know something? Maybe it wasn't good enough for a film about Mickey Ward, but I'm telling you, the song is good enough for me to put in a film that's dedicated none other to Jackie Chan. And I kind of think that that's kind of a little bit more awesome. Zing! Well, you know, I mean, hey, they've got some talent there. They've got their own style and such. So, you know, I keep The Fighter as one of my songs. I'm one of the underdogs out there in the world and overcoming adversity and such. And, you know, and be able to do many things in my life. Once again, I'm very blessed. And I just know that everything I've gone through in my life this year is going to make it all worth it. And believe me, I get on a set, and as long as I'm able to take a picture with me and Jackie Chan on the set, I promise and I vow to take a picture with me next to Jackie Chan. Well, to let you know, when you do work on a film set, you're really not supposed to take pictures because you signed something where you're not supposed to take pictures on the set. If I'm able to take a picture while I'm on set working with Jackie Chan, I definitely will, and I will post it. Now, I'm going to play a song. It's called Seal. It's by Laz and Kat of Triceptus Studio. My brother, Crosby Tatum, back there in Boston, he's finishing up his film, Surprise, Surprise. So I just want to play the song. It is a feel-good song. It's called Feel. And I had the honor to be able to be in this the video for this song. So here we go. I'm going to play it. Have some fun dancing around for a few minutes. Here we go.
Yeah. Last Rip. Cat a B. Miss Smith and Envy. For the little 9, y'all. Yeah. Check this out. Yeah. Triceptus Studios. Check it, yeah, yeah. Yo, chillin' in the club, toastin' it up, having some fun, just enjoying the love. I saw you walking by, looking all upset. That was a cue for me, just the end of the set. To take you from your low, bring you to your high. Tell you positive things like how you so fly. After the club, meet me at the ride. We'll go to the beach, count the stars in the sky. In the meantime, tell me about your 9. You're the finest thing that's dressing all wide. Clothes you got on is a major turn on. Me looking at your mind is an instant all on. Yeah, God, it's the way how you touching me. Sending me a vibe right through my body. You're so attractive and I'm so addictive. Yeah, that's something different, I'm dying to get with it.
Ooh, I like the way you always touching on me. Ooh, I like the way you put chills on my body. Ooh, I like the way you always on my mind. Ooh, I like the way how you do it every time. Ooh, ha, ha, ooh, ha, ha, ooh, ha. You just make me feel.
That's a
prime time player. Used to chew girls up like now and later. Used to have 10 shorties all up in the jazz. Used to bang them all out like they never really had. I was going buck wild, I really didn't care. Had the blinged up loops plus the lined up hair. So fresh, so clean, y'all can help to stare. Living like Liberace with rockets to spare. Till I saw you, you opened up my eyes. A way to show me love, it was definitely a surprise. Never ever met a girl who kept it so right. Never ever met a girl who matched my left or right. Now it's just me and you, let's play one on one. What we playing for, she said, I said for your heart. Accept the invitation, let's have some fun. From the nighttime sky to the early morning sun. Like,
how can I approach you on this? You make my whole heart to flip. When you're near me, I get ill. Without you around, I'm going ill. I'd probably die if you were mine. Fuck you for murder, you're a crime. Looking in your eyes, I feel I'm fine. But do the tell, don't waste no time.
The Triceptive Studios, yeah, Triceptive Studios for life back in Boston, yeah, my homeboys, I'm Crosby Tatum, there you go, just played that for you, and, you know, a lot of people that, you know, I just noticed, like, people in the entertainment business are really, really fake, and they put on this persona where they're so sweet and innocent, and, you know, especially with women, and they like to wrap people around their fingers. And I can see through fakeness. And it's even throughout my whole life, you know, seeing women that really are fake. And it's stuff that, you know, you can't pull the wool over my eyes when people are fake like that. You know, men are too. And I've seen it in my past, and I just tend to notice when people are really being fake. But I don't have to live my life that way. I get to be who I am because if you really think about it, I'm one in a million. Because if you look on the IMDb page or the actor page, and I'll tell you a little thing about my actor page. It's not up to date, and I don't have everything on my actor's page. I just decided a couple years ago, well, it was more than a couple years ago, not to put everything on my IMDb page. Because the greatest thing is, if people are watching some of your work, they won't know that you're in some of the stuff that's in the films and stuff out there. So, when you get paid for some stuff that you're doing and they don't know it, you can think inside your heart and say, thank you. You just paid my electric bill. Thank you. You just helped me pay my rent. So things you do, I know everybody wants to put every single thing down on their IMDb page. But why? You got to laugh because if you have haters, don't tell them everything you're doing. Because if they go see a film or they buy a DVD, that money's going to go into your pocket, especially if you have residuals or something to do with that. So it's kind of like you get the you just get to have fun with your life if you really think about it. And I just know that's that's happened to me in my life, you know. And it doesn't matter what anybody says about me or whatever, because people are not in my life. I know who is in my life. I have a very small circle. And I'd rather have a small circle of people in my life that are real than a whole entourage of fake people. Of course, you know, you keep making contacts and your network and the business. And, you know, sometimes you do make another friend as time goes on. And you keep those friends even, like, in a network circle. And you can still talk. I mean, the internet is a crazy amazing thing. And I've had people calling from my radio show all the way from, like, New Zealand and England. And I know with the show, it reaches anywhere in the world. It can reach China. I mean, seriously, imagine, and I would not even know if Jackie Chan was listening to my show. I wouldn't have a clue in the world because anybody can listen to it. They can listen to the archives, and I've had this show, I think, since August, and I've seen, you know, in the archives of people listening to my show about 1,201 for one of the shows, and it just keeps growing. It's just kind of amazing that people are actually listening to my shows, and I'm just blown away. I'm like, wow. I don't know if it's my energy. I'm a spaz. I don't know. Maybe it's something where, you know, that I have that, you know, that strength to go on, to have a dream, to want to work with Jackie Chan and never give that up. And, you know, my life hasn't been perfect, but, you know, it's okay. Because look at all that I'm doing, the films that I'm doing, becoming involved, and I never thought I'd be doing this. I mean, working on a project where I'm actually getting part in a film called Whitey 2K, and the film is being produced by Ben Affleck. So I'm going, you know, I never thought about this about 10 years ago. I'm playing a superhero in another film called Falkir, and, you know, I was just saying in the beginning of the show that doing the film Falkir, playing a superhero, it's not as easy as it seems, especially up in here in Maine. I mean, I'm originally from Boston. As you can tell, you'll hear my accent as I go on. But doing this film Falkir, I don't think, you know, after working on other film sets, this is the hottest film I've ever worked on in my life. We're in the snow up to our knees, running around. The wind is so cold, and we're running back and forth up like the hills and such, and we were running with rocks and carrying trees, and I'm not talking about six, I'm talking about us five women carrying this big tree, and it was really hard, and it's just getting colder and colder, so I'm like, man, I can't wait for the spring. I just really can't wait for the spring. No more cold, but I think what Falkir is doing for me, even though Uhura, well, you can call him Z, it's not like he was preparing me for Jackie Chan. This is his baby. This is his film because he's dedicating it to women because women have always helped him out. So he's dedicating this to women. You know, he's had teachers and stuff, and they were all women. The funny thing is, in my life, my teachers were all men. Isn't that kind of strange? I mean, it's kind of cool. And you know, being able to do the things I wanted to do in my life in my late 30s, getting into a dojo, learning about martial arts. I started off with capoeira. I did that for a couple years, got to go to some of the performances in the shows and got to be part of that. And it was, you know, just basic stuff, had a ball doing it. Then up here over a year ago, I trained in Tai Chi before work with Uhura. He actually trained me for a year. And I just believe going beyond the dojo and just learning. And I love watching films and watching the movements of the actors, the martial artists. And I just tend to love films, action films, where the actors are doing the movements themselves. And I never really think about the competitions, because if you watch an actor that is a martial artist that's an actor, they're flowing their movements. They put their body into it, and it's something that does take years of experience. And people that want to do action films, they think because, oh, I look a certain way because I'm cute, that's going to get you, you know, a film part. You got to really be careful with what you're doing because you can get hurt, and you really have to train. And not for nothing, but some of the films themselves, when they do get into an action film, those actors, if they don't have any martial arts experience, they have to train for 6 months or so before the film even starts, you know, before they start even shooting rehearsal kind of scenes and such. You got to train, and it's really, really kind of hard. But anyway, it's 9:30, and I'm going to end the show. And remember, if you have a dream, you are as good as anybody else in this world. And take it from me, I'm an underdog, and people never thought I'd be coming this far. And this is the year I work with Jackie Chan. So the year of the water snake, yes, and I cannot wait, Chinese New Year. I'm so excited. I got Employee of the Month, and I'm going to my favorite restaurant. It's got terracotta statues in there. It's a hibachi, and it's like, oh, my God, I can't wait. I'm just wicked excited. Anyway, let's see. What song should I end the show with? It's got to be a happy song. Let's see. And I can never pronounce this, Athenius. This is another one of Ahura's Accord to Lisa and his beautiful, lovely life, Sonari. So I'm going to end the show. It's A-T-H-E-N-A-T-I-S, and it's by Ahura's Accord to Lisa, my bro! And, well, we're on set. He's director. So it's him and his beautiful, lovely wife, Sonari. Anyway, everyone have a good night. All right, bye-bye.